This podcast is brought to you by Radio Reverb. If you like what you hear, please support us by donating online at radioreverb.com.
The What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
Now, this Saturday even, the Republic of Ireland take on Denmark in the first of two legs to qualify for the 2018 World Cup. Now, usually every good World Cup campaign needs a song, but this time around, an Irish band has put together a song for the playoff. And joining me on the phone right now is the writer and singer of that song. It's called Let's Beat the Danes. Ger, how are you?
Yeah, great to be on the show. I'm absolutely fine. Joining you from a very murky-looking day here in Ireland.
It's not looking that great here either. So it's good to see that some things don't differ between here and home, that's for sure.
Certainly.
So listen, what gave you the idea for this song? What gave you the idea to do a playoff song in particular?
Well, the excitement of the whole match against Wales, firstly, and then the draw when we got Denmark, and I was really happy with that draw with the Danes. So we decided to sit down and write the song. So I literally just sat down that night after the draw, wrote the song, and we recorded that in a small village pub in Tipperary a week ago yesterday. And it's getting an awful lot of attention, particularly in Denmark, would you believe?
Right.
And certainly getting a lot of attention in Ireland as well. So that's what inspired us. And we're actually hoping to be in Copenhagen next Saturday, playing in the selection of the Irish pubs around the whole Copenhagen area. So happy days.
Fantastic. Have you ever done anything like this before for the Republic of Ireland?
Well, I was with a band called the Carnegie Brothers, and I still am with them, actually. And we've done a lot of songs. We did the Known as Irish Barack Obama, which was a hit all over the world. We've written a song about Susan Boyle's cat, about Pebbles Boyle, the cat and Susan became famous, and how it was post-traumatic stress disorder for the cat. We did the Hand of Henri when Thierry Henry handled the ball and effectively put it out in France. Probably that's nearly, 9 or 10 years ago now. And we regularly do songs. We did a great song about Vincent Tan, the chairman of Cardiff City FC, called Vincent Tan, What a Man, and we went over and performed that in Cardiff City Stadium. So we do a lot of sports songs. We've also done the Ballad of Shane Long, who's a near neighbour down there with you guys. So, yeah, we've done a lot of those, yeah.
Wow, so you do like taking a kind of a slant on things. I like it. It's a good idea.
No, it is, yeah. It's fun, and we don't take ourselves too seriously, and sometimes they work out really well. This one is going to work out very well.
Now, you've done a video for this as well in a pub, and it's up on YouTube at the moment. What kind of gave you the idea for the video? Was that something you were looking to do from the start?
No, I tell you, I was talking to a friend of mine when I'd written the song. He said, you know, let's get a bunch of guys together and form a new band, a sort of a trad band, and let's record it in a studio or in a pub and get an authentic feel. So there was a guy called Owen Lonergan, who's a DJ on Tip FM, the Tipperary radio station. So Owen took the project on. He got us a video person. We linked up at the pub. The pub were delighted to see us, and we just got the authentic vibe then going in the pub. Now, we're also recording a studio version of that song. I think it's tomorrow as well. But I actually love the live feel of the video. That's totally live sound, and it sounds very, very well. And we have a guy playing the spoons, the baron, the guitar, the accordion, and the whistle. And it just has a lovely vibe to it. And we've been performing it then here and there over the last number of days, and people are reacting very well to it. So there's a huge appetite, of course, here in Ireland for the playoffs. And it's critical that we get a result and get to the World Cup in Russia in 2018. I mean, anybody familiar with the excitement of the previous World Cups here will well know what type of buzz there is in the country when that happens.
Absolutely. So you said you're going to Copenhagen yourself. Have you got tickets to the game?
No, would you believe I approached the FAI last night and genuinely they came back to me and said, we cannot get tickets. There's a guy who's flying us all over, the whole band, and he's flying us over and flying us back. But the tickets are a real problem because we were only allocated 1,900 tickets. And I mean, there's, I believe, 10,000 people going over. So it's going to be difficult to get tickets. But that won't bother us too much if we get the right results and get a bit of crack going during the day on Saturday and probably on Sunday to celebrate and then fly back.
Absolutely. And a little birdie tells me you're trying to coax the FAI to let you play at Aviva Stadium as well.
Absolutely. And I'm pretty certain that if we get the right results on Saturday in Denmark, then we'll take to the field. It'll be my first appearance for Ireland on the Aviva pitch. And we'll take to the field there and we will perform. We're only delighted to perform the song. And as I say, having a bit of fun with the whole thing. also creating an atmosphere as well. And, you know, the song is quite good humoured about our intentions. We want revenge for the Viking invasion in 795. And we're bent on getting it. They wrecked Ireland, as you well know, burnt all the monasteries, took all our potatoes, ate all our cabbage. And we want revenge, and we're going to get revenge.
I get the sense that this song is taking on a very personal meaning to you. Let's beat the Danes. I like it.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I mean, we took the air of the song, The Crack Was 19, The Isle of Man, and we walked it. It's a lovely air. And I'm really happy with the musicianship of the song as well. And also the fact that it will definitely create a bit of a buzz around the match.
Absolutely. Now, what's your own kind of score prediction for the game? What do you think is going to happen on Saturday in Copenhagen?
Well, I think that we would probably get a draw in Copenhagen. That could be a dour one-all type draw. We don't score too many goals, but we don't concede too many goals. And then when I think, if we get them back to the Arriva, I think we can beat them in the Arriva. But we put on very good away performances. We've been challenged, actually, in the Arriva of late. But I definitely think that, you know, the commitment to those players, and I mean, you've got, what, 5 or 6 Premier League players, a bunch of Championship players, but the collective sum of their talents is much better than their individual talents. And the spirit that they have going to them, and I also believe that Martin O'Neill is quite a lucky manager, so I definitely think we have a great chance. And you know, we have some very good players at Brighton, at Burnley, and you know, we have unfortunately Seamus Coleman, Everton won't be available to us, but we've got a nice spread of players across the Premier League and the Championship, and I really think we have a great spirit in the team, and that's really important, particularly international qualifying games, you know.
Yeah, and if we get to the World Cup, you'll have to get cracking on a new song.
Oh, we'll have a full album or a double album or a double live album. And we'll also be getting many buses driving across into Russia and taking the band for a 2 or 3 week tour of Russia. I haven't played Russia before. I've played in lots of countries around the world, but I'm looking forward to our debut in Russia.
Well, here's hoping, Ger. Listen, if people want to watch the video, if they want to check it out, they can go to our Twitter feed at the moment, twitter.com/whatsthecrackrr. And if you're releasing, are you going to be releasing a studio version as well, you said?
Yes, we are, and we'll send you a copy of the studio version. We hope to have that sometime on Wednesday morning. It's starting to record tonight, and it'll be mixed tomorrow and available Wednesday morning. I'm happy to send you a copy of that as well. And
perfect.
Really appreciate your interest as well. It means an awful lot to us to get some publicity, particularly with radio, and I know that your program is very, very popular, so that's very helpful to us as well.
Perfect. Well, listen, Ger, keep us in touch, and if people want to find out more about yourself and the band, is there anywhere to go at the moment?
Well, right now we don't have a website,
right,
but we're urgently putting a website together. So just keep an eye out for the Tipperary's, because it's a brand new band put together, especially for this. But we already have plans for a Christmas single, and I'm going to give you a worldwide exclusive. We're working on a new song called Conor McGregor's Beard. So I think that's going to be pretty big as well.
Brilliant. Yeah, well, listen, Ger, we look forward to hearing all about the beard. And what we're going to do right now is we're going to play this song straight from YouTube. This is Let's Beat the Danes.
We'll be taking boats and trains, a few and we go Leary's plans. Jesus, we don't need a pilot, slabs of stones and a working site.
You've been listening to a Radio Reverb podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and review, and to hear more podcasts like this, check out RadioReverb.com.